It is early evening in a small restaurant in downtown Manhattan.
Mr. Petropoulos, I miss my family. How long until I can go home?
Oh, why should you want to go home? Haven't we provided a good home for you here? A decent living, 3 meals a day.
But my mother is all alone. There is no one to watch over her.
Spiros, you wanted to leave Greece. You came to me, you said you needed work. You would do anything for a job in the United States.
But I thought I would be able to send money to my mother. You just pay enough for the rent.
Then get another job.
How? My visa is expired. I have no permit.
Then you have no choice.
Slave merchant, pig, your own people. You profit from the sweat and hopes of stupid immigrants.
Like you, Spiros.
No longer.
Put down that knife, Spiros.
Not while I'm alive.
I am lost.
You crazy peasant, stop it. Stay away from me.
Stop it. You, with the knife. Police. Stamata.
What's going on, Lieutenant?
We're about to find out, Stavros. Handcuff the one with the apron.
Right, Lieutenant.
Mr. Petropoulos, what are you running here, Symphony? Look, I'm a hard-working civil servant. I came here to enjoy my evening meal. A little peace and quiet in a cozy Greek cafe. Hey, and possibly some home cooking.
It's nothing, Kojak. Just an argument over salary.
He wants, you won't give. Everybody's got problems. But if you negotiate like this, you're going to lose your clientele. And you, Bright Eyes, what have you got to say for yourself?
It is like Mr. Petropoulos says, I want more money.
So you figured you'd hold a knife to his throat. Hey, this ain't the old country, kid. You want to press charges, Petropoulos?
No, it won't happen again.
Are you going to give him a raise?
No.
It'll happen again.
A little later, back at the station house.
Anyone have a sandwich?
I thought you went out for dinner, Theo.
Listen, Frank, it's getting to the point where the only place you can eat in relative peace and quiet is this squad room.
You need a vacation. I don't believe you.
What's not to believe? Stavros and I were in Petropoulos' joint. He has a fight with the cook, and the whole kitchen comes tumbling down.
Sounds lovely.
It killed my appetite for Anisia's Brazolas, and believe me, I've been looking forward to it all day.
It doesn't sound any too good.
Take my word for it, Frank. The best lamb you ever tasted.
You've been eating at that place enough to keep them in business.
The food is good.
And?
And something's up, Frank. Something's not kosher about that place.
You could get a few people to agree with you on that score.
Nothing like a funny police captain. Look, Frank, I'm serious. Word on the street is that Petropoulos is fronting for a smuggling game.
What's he importing?
Who knows? Diamonds, dope, stolen art.
Greek food?
Hey, Stavros, get me a sandwich.
Later that night, in the apartment of George Petropoulos.
We must do something about Spiros Agalakis.
Why?
Because he's getting restless.
So?
Nikos, he wants to go home.
What did you tell him?
That it was impossible to send him back at this time.
What did he say?
Say? He said nothing. He pulled out the longest butcher knife in my kitchen and went straight for my throat.
You're still here?
Only because of the police.
You called the police?
No, of course not. A Lieutenant Kojak.
Kojak with a bald head?
You know him?
I know of him. Go on. What about Kojak?
He and another detective were eating dinner in the cafe when Spiros and I fought. He heard the commotion in the kitchen, and like a policeman, he interfered.
Did they arrest Spiros?
No, I didn't press charges.
That was the only smart thing you did.
I'm sorry, Nikos.
Don't be sorry, George. Just don't do anything stupid like that again. In the meantime, we are now forced into a position where we must do something about Spiros Agalakis.
Send him home?
So he can tell the Greek police? No. His life must end here in New York.
A little later that same night.
Spiros, why don't you go to the police?
The police? They were going to arrest me. I had a knife. They saw I meant to kill Petropoulos.
Explain to them what is happening. Tell them about the way you were tricked into coming over here. The tourist visa, the travel agency.
Katrina, it is no good.
Spiros, sooner or later we must get out of this. How can we afford to get married?
If I can get enough money to go back.
You fool! You think they would let you return home? They have people in Greece.
But I won't tell. I can promise them.
You are such a... I don't know. Can't you act like a man? Stand up for your rights?
What rights? I'm an alien in a foreign country. If the authorities find out about my visa or that I don't have a work permit...
I don't have one either.
And if you are caught...
They will deport me.
And I shall never see you again. Katerina, what can we do?
Hey, Spiros Agalakis.
Me?
Yeah, you.
What do you want?
To teach you a lesson.
What are you talking about?
You've been playing with knives, Spiros. I hear you don't know how to use one. That's dangerous. You could get hurt. I'm gonna teach you the right way to use a butcher knife.
What is this, a joke? What do you people want from me?
Only your hide, Spiros.
Help! Somebody, please, help!
Excuse me, miss. Miss...
Katerina Danikas.
Miss Danikas, I'm Lieutenant Kojak. This is Detective Stavros.
Police?
Yes. It looks like your boyfriend is going to be in his hospital for some time.
He is strong.
The doctor agrees, but it's going to be some time before he's up and about. Katerina, would you tell me what you told the other officers about the men who attacked Spiros?
They drove up in a black car and started beating him up.
They didn't say anything?
No.
Katerina, what a beautiful name for a lovely girl. You see, we're here to protect you. Tell me if the men said anything. We want to make sure they don't try to hurt Spiros again.
Will they?
I think they may try.
Spiros had an argument with his boss, Mr. Petropoulos.
What's he got to do with this?
The men said that they were going to teach Spiros how to use a knife.
Two and two make four. It's starting to add up.
What adds up?
Tell me, who do you work for?
Mr. Ladas.
Nikos Ladas?
Yes.
And where is your permit and green card?
I don't have it with me.
Most likely you don't have them at all.
Please, don't separate me from Spiros. Don't send me away.
I want you to do something that will help you and Spiros.
Tell me anything. I'll do anything.
Call Ladas and Petropoulos. Tell them that you want to meet them at the cafe. After lunch, say 2 o'clock. Tell them the police have been questioning you about your working permits.
But they know about Spiros and me.
Don't worry. I'll be with you.
Where is she?
In the back.
Did she talk?
I don't think so.
We have to find out.
No, not me. I want no part of that.
You are part of it, you idiot. You think that you're not involved?
What are you going to do?
We are going to do whatever we have. Katerina, come out here.
Hello, Mr. Ladas.
Katerina, what is all this nonsense about the police?
Your men beat up Spiros.
No, Katerina, don't jump to any conclusion.
We want money to go home with. Money and papers.
You know that cannot be arranged.
You brought us over. Send us back.
It was a one-way ticket, Katerina. You are going to stay.
I'll tell the police.
Tell them what?
About your whole scheme. How you offer cheap travel to America for the poor. How you bring over full airplanes of people. But you never let them return home. They end up working for you for the rest of their lives.
And how much longer will the rest of your life be, Katerina?
Nikos, not here.
Here and now.
No!
Police! Ladas, let go of the girl.
Stay back.
No way, Ladas. I'm going to get you. You're filth. The worst kind of dirt on this earth. Buying and selling your own people.
I'd kill her.
You lay one hand on that girl and I'll forget which side of the law I'm on. I'll make an example of it. Like they did in Sparta. Remember, Ladas? The ancient torture of the enemy slaves? I'll use the biggest knife in the kitchen.
Go.
I'm free. Free.
Stavros, Rizzo, take them downtown. Get them out of my sight.
Kojak, Evharisto.
You're welcome.
Spiros and I, we can go home now?
No, not yet.
Why not?
First, I want to dance at your wedding.